Firstly, and importantly, to address the poor information access and choice, which was disclosed by the audit, there's a section on the information that would be required. So the type of information, all of these things there that were not available as reported by the patient-reported outcomes. The options that should be discussed with patients, all suitable options, the additional procedures, and the fact that referral should be onward if those particular procedures are not available at the unit where the patient's been treated. A whole section on implants. Again, this is very topical with all the PIP stuff recently. So the patient should have all this information about the lifespan, early loss, complication rates, which are available there within the guidelines. We know what they are nationally. The patient should be aware of that. And then the long-term need for exchange. Information that's not always given to patients about the sort of analgesia they may be expected to be given, the use of catheters and drains, when they're going to be mobilized, how long they're going to stay, and what sort of complications they can be expecting in relation to the technique that's being carried out, again, which is available in the audit. And then a section on recovery, pain and stiffness, and this is one of the things that came out of the audit. Patients, only 33% felt they had enough information about scarring, pain, stiffness, and so forth. So this should be disclosed to the patients before they come in, and then, of course, their readmission rates, which were as high as 1 in 6 in the audit. And then finally, what the outcomes are, not just of the local unit, but the national outcomes, so they've got some comparison. And then the outcomes are in terms of the physical, cosmetic, and psychological effects of different procedures, which, again, we referred to earlier, are quite different between implant-based reconstruction and flap-based reconstruction. So all of those things should be available for the patients to see.